أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أهلكنا القرون من قبلكم لما ظلموا وجاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات وما كانوا ليؤمنوا كذلك نجزي القوم المجرمين. ثم جعلناكم خلائف في الأرض من بعدهم لننظر كيف تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 13 and 14 of Surah Yunus. After speaking about the inherent quality within man, that when he is in difficulties, he will seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all conditions, all the time. When Allah ta'ala alleviates and Allah ta'ala removes the difficulty, then man forgets that he had asked from Allah, and hence he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In these two ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak historically with regards to the people of the past. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا. Certainly, we had destroyed the generations, in other words, the ummahs, the people before you, لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا, when they had committed zulm and they had transgressed and they went against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. In Surah Bani Israel, Allah Ta'ala has made it clear, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبَعَثَ رَسُولًا, that we are not, our system is not such that we will destroy, we will punish any community until we had sent a Rasul to that community. So this was the system of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had sent a Nabi, or Allah Ta'ala sent warners to the people to turn their hearts towards Allah. But at the same time, there was this glitter and the glamour of this world in front of the people. In many instances, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given these people lots of wealth. Sometimes Allah had given them physical strength. Sometimes Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given them crafts and different types of abilities that they were superior to others. And the difficulty that the nations of the past had gone through was they became arrogant and they did not accept the commandments of Allah. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about all those nations, whether it was the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, all those nations. وَجَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ, then their rasuls had come to them with the very clear signs that this is definitely the rasul of Allah. وَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا, but they were never to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْقَوْمَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ, and that is how then we recompense a community, a nation of sinners. Thereafter Allah ta'ala says, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ خَلَائِفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. O Ummat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then thereafter we made you khala'if, we made you the successors of the earth. You had come down after all of this. This is a very great karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama have written that this kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas, that this khayrul ummah, the best of ummah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had kept this ummah for the last, that if there was a nation to come be after us, then that nation would have read in the scriptures or in the kitab that Allah Ta'ala would have sent about the ills and the wrongs of Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had kept the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah had kept the honor of the Ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that Allah Ta'ala had sent us last, and after us there is no nation to learn about the wrongs that we have done, to learn about our transgressions. Rather, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala kept us last, and in the kitabs of the past, Allah had spoken highly about this ummah. That is Allah's karam. However, here in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala is also saying to us that we should look at these nations before us, the people of Nuh alayhi salam, whether it was Namrud and the power that Namrud had, whether it was the people of Lut alayhi salam and the indecent acts, whether it was Fir'aun with all his tyranny and oppressions, we need to look at all of that and ask ourselves the simple question. One is the glitter and glamour of this world, control, power that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives, and one is the command of Allah. Hence Allah ta'ala says, لِنَنْدُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ, so that we may see how you act. It is a simple thing. We're going to put this dunya in front of you, and at the same time we have our rules and our laws, but at the same time you're also the Khalifa of Allah. Are you going to leave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you going to leave the Khilafat, the representation of Allah ta'ala, and go for this dunya, or are you going to remain on this dunya? That is the reason why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here says Allah ta'ala had sent this ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.